Hey podcast, welcome to yet another episode of the first X Minute podcast. I'm your host, Richard Midaramala on Twitter, Papi underscore the great, P-A-P-I underscore the great. I would really love to touch on the mourning and the complaints and the whinings of Manchester United fans right now, but I think they will be fine. I think they will do well enough for themselves this season. Too early to start making predictions, but football has made all of us into punters one way or the other, predicting either games by the rounds or predicting football seasons year in, year out. I think Manchester United will still do well for themselves. Yeah, we'll struggle a bit for the top four spot, but I think the top four spot is in between them and Arsenal this season. I have that feeling that Chelsea should have an easy third. Conveniently, I'm not sure about City yet. I think they're going to surprise everybody negatively this season. Well, moving on, I just want to talk basically about this constant comparison that Premier League fans always tend to do or make or create or develop whenever there is talk about another league, or more importantly, whenever there is talk about a player moving from another league to theirs. Case in study has to be the four of the top five European leagues, and that's the Spanish La Liga, the French Ligue 1, the Italian Serie A, and the German Bundesliga. Now, Premier League fans, not all, most, especially those who do not usually see past their noses, always tend to want to drag the other leagues into the conversation, especially when the so-called Premier League giant is in the room. I mean, don't you feel better when if you're 6'5" and then you're surrounded a lot by a lot of, not necessarily midgets, but if a 5'8" tall person stands beside a 6'7", then we can call that five footer or almost 6 footer a midget compared to the tall person in the room. It's like a room full of NBA players and you and your friends strolling. Regardless of your height, whether you're 6 foot or whether you're 5'11", I mean, you're going to find it a bit difficult. 5'10", you're going to find it a bit difficult to interact on a plain sight level. I had to use that. I mean, you're always going to have to tilt your head at sometimes dangerously obtuse or acute angles, depending on your knowledge of mathematics. But I mean, back to the discussion, Premier League players, sorry, not the players themselves, not even the management themselves. I mean, they are just there doing their thing, enjoying the gift that the era has given to them, the digital era has given to them, and leveraging pretty strongly on it, compared to these other sides. I mean, they're just doing their thing, and then Premier League fans, some of them just want to say, hey, make a joke or two about the Spanish La Liga or the French League on or other leagues. But the thing is, y'all don't even look past your noses. I mean, these are teams or these are fans who barely watch anything outside the Premier League. I mean, even if it's the championship, y'all have three new championship sides in the Premier League now. Leeds, Fulham, West Bromwich Albion. And most of these fans don't even know pretty much about any of these sides or their managers. I mean, Brentford almost made it through. Most of these fans know little about the sides in the championship. And rightly so. I mean, most of my friends would say, hey, it's about choice. It's about what we preference. And I completely agree. But we should also keep the energy when we're talking about how fans, some of these fans, should not talk about things that they barely know about. I mean, these are the same set of fans that when they hear news about a certain goalkeeper moving from the French League on to the Premier League side, I mean, the YouTube gets an increased amount in traffic, especially select accounts. Like, okay, who is this guy? Do we have compilations about his performances? Do we know about him? And then they do that in the night, and by morning, I mean, they're normal again, and then they go back to default setting and say, oh, yada yada yada, the Premier League is actually better than it. In truth, there's not one league that is better than the other. The only advantage, which I mentioned, that the Premier League is having, currently enjoying, and currently leveraging upon, is fantastic marketing. Fantastic marketing. The PL knows how to put word out there. The PL and the team, wherever, the individual teams for individual clubs, and then the whole team pushing word out about the league. They're doing a phenomenal job as regards talk about the league, as regards advertising the league, as regards creating content that help us to have a perspective about what the league is all about. So basically, it's just psychological engineering for most fans. I mean, put out a lot of content. If you see a lot of content enough about this site, I mean, chances are that you are going to see 80% of this content almost all the time. And then what happens to the remaining 20%? I mean, it's just pure maths. You only see 80% of stuff, and then 20% is left for every other thing else apart, save for four of the top five leagues. I mean, you're just going to have that judgment that, oh yeah, Premier League is better than every other league. But it's not so. The league one is not better than the Bundesliga, regardless of the ratings and the rankings, UEFA coefficients, ratings, and all of that. But it's 11 versus 11, quality or no quality. If I told you about a certain Metz side in France, because I just fell in love with the French league on this season, if I spoke to you about a certain 17-year-old Musa who put on quite a show in Valencia, I mean, a certain Tonali who is making waves for himself in the Serie A, most Premier League fans are probably going to struggle to keep up the conversation. No offense. Then if you do usually struggle to keep up with this kind of conversations, why do you go on out there to put out word and say that one league is better than the other? I know we're in an era of more banter rather than sensible conversations when it comes to football. But then again, I mean, this banter should have, or bantering should have limits. Yeah? The Premier League is not in any way better than any league in the world. The Spanish La Liga has its own high sides and low points. Same for the Premier League itself. I mean, it's just that the giant is so tall that we can't really, and so wide and so fat and so bulky that we can't really point or pinpoint its Achilles heel at the same easily, or figure it out easily. So the Premier League right now, one of the advantages it has over the other leagues, especially the four remaining leagues which make up the top five European leagues that we currently know, is fantastic marketing. They will be on your face on all social media platforms. They will be on your face in TV. And hey, I mean, the marketing, that powerful marketing makes their content the most easily accessible to. I don't know if that English makes any sense, or let me try to rephrase. Because of the powerful marketing and because of the funds that are available to them, they can easily make their content available or readily available to whoever wants it, via Twitter channels, clips, via Instagram stories, of course, via games that are made available to football fans around the world. And that's why they have an ever-growing fan base. And that is why, over the last few years, everybody has become a fan of one Premier League club or the other. And then when you switch the conversation to, say, the Spanish La Liga, everybody tends to say, oh, it's a matter of interest rather than a matter of being a football fan and supporting more than one club. But we remember that it was not the case in the early 2000s. It was not the case in the 90s, especially in this part of the world where people tended to support more Serie A clubs then, because that was their era. And this brings me to the next question, the next point, the case and study of errors. Football, for the umpteenth time, is about errors. Nothing more, nothing less. The superstars come and go. If you're a superstar, the era in which you blossom determines how high or how far up the ladder you will climb. I mean, errors are just it in football. Real Madrid had that era with the European Cup while before it was changed to the UEFA Champions League. I mean, teams had their errors. There are some that are mysterious though. You can't imagine the Real Madrid under Jose Mourinho era and then they didn't win the Champions League. There's some mysteries to that. I will touch on that in the next episode, probably another episode of the podcast. But right now, with the internet era, with the digital era, with the vast growth that we're seeing in the social media era, the Premier League has rightfully taken advantage of it, selling things to us where our attention is heavily attuned to, in the sense that most people on Twitter would find one Premier League topic or player or conversation trending almost every day of the week. It's Havertz or Bill or Manchester United or Ed Woodward out or Glazers in or Pep bald fraud or Jose Mourinho. I could go on and on and on. And it's not even about just the top six or seven sides in the Premier League. Sometimes it's about Villa and Grealish and Grealish being compared to that was funny though. Iniesta, Andres Iniesta by a certain Gabriel Agbonlahor. But these things tend to catch our attentions faster and quicker than content from other leagues. And you know why? It's because we have been psychologically attuned to these things because they are readily available to us. When was the last time you saw a clip, even a 30-second clip, about football in Syria or about football in the Spanish La Liga? Or say, maybe even the training session of two top teams in the German Bundesliga. These things are not readily available. The press conferences are not readily available, except something out of the blues is being said in these leagues. So they are constantly, in a way, marketing-wise, constantly bowing down to the giant in the room. They're not trying to take their own pound of flesh. They're not trying to take their own share of the cake, which has not been segregated to one party. It is readily available to all. If you put out content well enough, the fans will come around. The fans will want to see what you are doing. The fans will be more attracted to your brand of football. After all, we can't say in probably say Germany, the Premier League football is more popular than the German Bundesliga. So it's about appealing to the attention of fans, the global fans right now. And in this part of the world, in Nigeria, the appeal of the Premier League is way stronger than the appeal of any other football league in the world. However, that does not automatically equate to the Premier League being the strongest and the best of the top five European leagues. That sounds like fallacy. That sounds like a statement that somebody who doesn't watch any other football game aside Premier League games would make. That sounds like something that someone who has not really bothered to go in depth football-wise would make. I think, not one league, regardless of coefficients, is better than the other when you talk about the top five European leagues, because we have the Serie A and its stars. We have the La Liga and its stars. The German Bundesliga is not bereft of stars. I mean, when we want to talk about goalkeepers, I think, save for the rising amount of good goalies in the French Ligue 1, I think the German Bundesliga also has a knack for producing fantastic goalkeepers. But we only get to hear about these guys when it's time for them to move to the bigger stage. I know, yeah, you want to have a point, especially if you're a Premier League fan and you have been disgusted for the last 14 seconds about how I've gone about your favorite league. I apologize, but this is my truth. And I know it is based on preference. You prefer the Premier League, and that's fine. But let it not be heard from you that because you prefer the Premier League, it is better than every other league. Have you sat down to watch Valencia versus? Did you even watch Valencia Levante, the 6-goal thriller which kicked off the Spanish La Liga season? Have you seen how Lille struggled against Metz in, I think, game round 3 of the French league on this season? Have you even bothered to watch maybe a Roma Torino? No. Let me see something more interesting. Oh yeah, a Roma Lazio game in the Italian Serie A, which is the Roman Derby. But you probably not know that because you are always focused, attention is always focused on the Premier League. So I think if you want to have the idea that your league, their fantastic almighty Premier League, is better than the other leagues in the world, that's fine. But what numbers are there, and what are the factors, what are the numbers that say, oh yeah, easily the Premier League is bigger than every other league? Because you want to talk about game numbers, revenue, money spent, and all of that. But in truth, it's not 11 versus 11. In truth, is it that there's an extra aside maybe global visibility, which I have mentioned, is made possible by those two factors: strong marketing and leveraging on the era of the great equalizer, which is the internet, which facilitates the increased visibility on social media. Aside that, on the pitch, what makes the Premier League bigger than the Spanish La Liga, better than the German Bundesliga, faster than the Italian Serie A, of more quality than the French League on? I really, really, really love to have this conversation with you. If you are open-minded enough to not come at me with 5 banters in your first 6 lines of the argument, I'd really, really love to have a conversation with you. You can hit me up on Twitter at papi_thegreat. Let's have a conversation about this. Is the Premier League really, really, really bigger than the other top leagues in Europe? I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening to me go on and on and on and trying to attack what you already believe, if you believe, or trying to reassert what you believe if you don't believe that the Premier League is bigger than the others. Please ensure to leave a rating wherever you get your podcast from. The podcast is available on so many platforms: Radio Lab, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcast. I almost forgot. Apple Podcast or Apple Podcast, like some of my Kingsmen. We'll call it. Forget all this English. Let me tone it down. I've been too serious for a while. Forget all this English. It's not. Maybe it's not Twitter after all. Maybe it's Twitter. Yes, you find me on Twitter at PAP_thegreat. Please leave a rating. I'd really love to hear what you think about the podcast on wherever platform that you get your podcast episode from. I'll definitely be coming in your way in the next episode of the podcast. Until I do so, please stay safe. Whatever you're doing, wash your hands. Whatever you're doing, yes, it's the nose mask era. COVID is still very much out there. Some people think it's gone. Well, I think it's still very much out there. So please wear it for yourself. If you don't want to wear it for yourself, wear it for others around you. And whatever you're going to be doing in the coming days, weeks, months, and years ahead, please always remember to say a prayer in or for whatever you are doing. I'll catch you in the next episode of the podcast. Cheers. Bye for now.